Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Well, you can't eat it all. Nope. This time of year, there is so much good food out there that you need a long-term plan to handle it all. So that's why we invented pickling and canning. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, you know all about this stuff.
I mean, I've become really fascinated with it, I'm not going to lie. I didn't really do a lot of it until like a couple of years ago. But you're right, you can eat it all. And I think the lovely thing about these processes that we have to preserve food is that when you're growing it or when you're buying it at a farmer's market and it's really at its peak, you can take the opportunity to kind of freeze it in time in a way and put it down in the basement. And so when it's cold and lonely in the winter, you can pull it out and maybe have a little bit of a reminder, you know, of the fresh produce of summer.
What is the difference between pickling and canning?
Canning is sort of a process that we use to preserve a variety of different things, usually using heat as the sterilizing agent. Pickling is something, as you can imagine, the taste of pickles. It usually has a very high sort of vinegar or acid content in the jar, which also helps kill or keep at least at bay bacteria. But, you know, I wouldn't consider things such as just a can of tomatoes being pickled. In other words, they're being used as pickling.
Right. And this is an old technology.
Oh,
this
goes
way back. And we kind of lost touch with it for a while.
And I think, you know, just as a disclaimer, if you're going to get involved in this, if there's ever something you try to make that when you open doesn't look good or smells bad or has things growing in it, just throw it out. It should be relatively safe if you follow a few very basic guidelines, but you know, it's not always foolproof.
Well, let's start with canning. How will we go about this?
I mean, there's a lot of methods, but I think the most simple is what we call the heat and hold method. It's just there are two requirements there. One is that whatever you're canning reaches an internal temperature of 180 degrees for at least 15 minutes, and that the pH of what you're working with is 4.6 or lower. And so let's just say you take some tomatoes from the garden. You want to peel them, I think, to get the skin off by blanching them in hot water. Then you put them in a pot, and you're going to bring it to a boil. Two things that you really want to have is sort of a little pH meter and an internal, you know, like sort of a stick thermometer. If you measure your pH and you're at 4.6 or lower, you're fine. If you're not, you're going to need to add some lemon juice or some citric acid to get it down there. And then once things get to 180 degrees, you can put them in one of these ball jars that you've sterilized by just putting in boiling water for about 10 or 15 minutes. Turn the lid on, you know, tighten down the lid, and you need a fresh lid. The lids are only good one use. You shouldn't use them again. Throw them away. Tighten down the lid, turn it upside down, and let it sit and cool, and you should be good to keep this stuff around for years.
Oh, wow. Now, let's talk about pickling, because that's a different flavor.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, and I love pickling all sorts of things, and I tend to not do the sort of true heavy heated, you know, and sealed jar pickling. I tend to just make them and keep them in the fridge for a couple months and eat them right away. I'm not really doing a lot of pickling to keep things preserved for years to come. But, you know, vinegar, obviously you have many choices there. Salt, sugar, and then whatever else you want to put in the pot is actually kind of fun.
What are some of the favorite things that you've pickled that people might not think of right off the bat?
I mean, one that's fun is cauliflower.
Really?
Yeah, and especially, I mean, if you add turmeric and you get this very sort of yellow, I throw a lot of spicy hot pepper in there and get this beautiful sort of spicy pickled cauliflower. It's lovely.
Wow. And, of course, cucumbers have got to be
obviously.
That
is the pickle. Right?
Right.
But this time of year, as it gets later in the season, as we see the second round of radishes, beets, those types of things, all perfect for pickling.
Oh, man, that sounds really good. A good way to preserve a little bit of the summer for those cold months ahead. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.